Finally, I know you've been long awaiting Sifhei, just in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so the Gemara, in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when discussing about two dafim long, discussing about images and people and things in the sky that we're not allowed to print. So the Gemara asked that question about Rabban Gamliel. The Rabban Gamliel, there's that Mishnah in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, that Rabban Gamliel had all of these pictures available for people to take a look and to be able to work out what they actually saw and make that in accordance with what the pictures were in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh.
Actually, something a chart allegedly recapitulating what he had.
Rabbi Gamliel's chart? Okay. I wouldn't deny it.
I refuse to look at it because I don't want to.
Okay. So the Gemara asks, how could he have possibly done that? So the Gemara gives several answers to this. And the first answer the Gemara gives is, well, Achirim Osamlo, that Achirim, the others made it for him. Who would be those others? So the others would be non-Jews, right? That he couldn't have made it himself. A Jew couldn't have made it for him. So it must have been made by non-Jews. So the Gemara then asks, well, what about the following? If that is the case, it was made by others, why would he still be a problem of how he'd be allowed to keep them? Because there seems to be a problem not just of making them, but of also of holding them. So, or not necessarily holding them, but of using them, or of revealing them. And the Gemara brings that proof from the following braisa, which is quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. So a tabas she'esh al ha'chosim shehu tzuras adam, that if you have a tabas, what is a tabas? A ring, right. So a ring that has a seal on the top, right, like you have in the movies, right, where you use this, the
shin sabi,
where we use that to seal. So if you have a tabas that has a seal on it, shehu tzuras adam, the image of a person, im haisa hatzura boletes aser lahanicha umuter lachtumba. That if the image is sticking out, like we see on our coins, right? Our coins has the image sticking out, so you're not allowed to wear it. Asur lahanicha, you're not allowed to wear it. Umutr lachtumba, but you're allowed to seal with it. Why would you be allowed to seal with it in that situation? Because the seal that comes out of that. Complicated.
Sifhei.
There you go. So, because the seal that would, or the image that would come out of that sealing, that's not really a word, out of that seal would be a, it would not be sticking out, but rather would be indented. And indented is not like sticking out. The problem with sticking out is it's idol-like. If it's indented, so it is not idol-like. So the Gemara says,
the image, so if you used it as a seal.
Not just if you used it. It says umutr lachtomba. You're not allowed to wear it, but you're allowed to seal with it. Why are you allowed to seal with it? Because the image that is going to come out from that seal is not going to be a forbidden image. Now,
because it's not protruding.
Yes.
It's recessed.
Yes. Now, if we were looking, if we were using the tour/basio, so you would take a look at the Prisha, who scratches his head and says, well, that's interesting. How exactly are you going to use it if you're not allowed to use it?
You put it in a box, you take it out.
So that's what his answer is. His answer is that you're prohibited from wearing it. You're prohibited from showing it off, but to keep it in your little private box, so that seems to be permissible, which is interesting. We don't really see that in many areas of halacha, that, oh, you're not allowed to keep it in public, but you're allowed to keep it in private. It seems to be a Marisayan issue or concern, because people are going to be choshesh in what you do. The problem is, it's a perfect topic for Richard as he's here tonight, is that, well, we generally assume that Marisayan issues are prohibited in enclosed areas just as much as it is in exposed areas. So why is this the exception to the rule? I don't know. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says this line, you're not allowed to wear it, but you're allowed to seal with it. And the opposite is true as well. But you might say at Tzura Shokas, if the Tzura is indented, mutter lahanicha, you're allowed to wear it because it doesn't qualify as an idol. But aser lachtumba, but you're not allowed to seal with it. Mifnei shanocha sam tasa bo hatsuras boletus, because the image that is going to come from your ceiling, from the seal, is going to be protruding rather than intruding. I guess. Okay. So the
story about the rabbi looked at the lions and it was okay because they were. Okay,
that's really the next sif.
I understand, but here it's not a complete image. It's
right. So this is the image of a person. That's the image of an animal. So images of animals are in the next section. So this is only an issue of a person. Remember, that Gemara really... I was just we would just say, well, it should just be all images of anything. So it's not. That Gemara explicitly dealt with really three categories of things. People, heavenly bodies, both Lamala and Lamata, from the Elyonim and the Tachtonim, but things that we see in the sky and things that we imagine are up in the sky are prohibited. And then the third category are the Darkones, right, the dragons, which also is prohibited. So that's really all that's mentioned in that Gemara. Other types of living things are going to be alluded to in Sif Vav.
So the human images from the planetary body, heavenly bodies, it's just the stars and the sun and the moon, or anything?
Well, sun, moon, stars, and then the thing with the four faces, because that's a heavenly body. We have things that are above.
So did we learn there was a dark cone on the menorah?
Yes.
So that's
why it was interesting.
Bogus.
That's why the suggestion was made, is that it was bogus, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the...
We would never make it.
We, so comes the Rama and comments. Lashna Rama, vafilu chasam lo ha'obe kochavim asu lahashos. Even if a non-Jew sealed it for you, you wouldn't be allowed to keep it around. V'udim v'shar tzurus hasus. All things that are prohibited. Even if a non-Jew makes it for you, so you're not allowed to keep it. So again, you're still stuck with this problem. Well, why were you allowed to keep the ring in the first place? Yeah. I don't have an answer for that. But that seems like that's okay. But other images are not.
What else would they use to seal stuff?
The
documents need.
You could seal a mugging David. You could a mugging David seal. Use a seal like those funky ashkachos that you see sometimes, you know. I was thinking more of the more exotic ones that seem to have much more random letters in various places. Okay, so so let's see. So what should we see here? So the Shach comments. And Shach and Chavtes, so he counts Afilu Chasim Obi Kocham. The issue with the non-Jew making it for you, so at Tzur Boletes Aser Mishum Chashada, that a Tzur Boletes is prohibited because we're a Choshesh that person. That you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to make it for you either. I mean, Amir La Akum is prohibited in this area of Halacha as well. Afilu Ainu Rasal Hashos Mishum Damir La Obi Kocham Shvus, but saying, talking to an Obi Kocham is a Shvus is a din derabanan. So just as there is a prohibition of Amir la'akum when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, so too, not perhaps not exactly the same, but so too there is a halacha of Amir la'akum when it comes to other areas of halacha as well. So
you're
this
not
is here.
Permitted to have someone make it for you.
Where did you get it from? Good question.
Moving along.
We call Makom Sarachi and Leizet Sarach Ksav Harav Dinze Hakasva Machaber Sifta. We already said this. Vulai Haya Efshel Lachalik Bin Kishov Kacham Asu Lo Biyadayim Bchim Basu Bchosmo Kamashal Rav Delo Bedochik. There's no distinction whether he made it for you with his own bare hands, meaning he made the, you know, he did it, he designed it, or he just made it out of another stamp. Either way, if a Naju made it for you, is going to be a problem. So that the issue of Amir La'akum when it comes to these things is I think I mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago, that is the most significant time that comes up is, do we mention here? Neutering animals. Right, neutering animals is a big issue because a Jew is not allowed to do it. That's what we call how we in Phoenix we had a young lady who was doing some kind of vet like summer school thing, like she was in high school, and so she came to us for Shabbos every week, and like I never went there. You know? It's a little hard to be. They're out there from veterinarians, but it's a little hard to. That's a major.
Yeah, that was in the article you.
Not that what they did. I was included there. Yeah.
Right. What about the? It's only the males, right?
I believe so. I don't remember the details.
You
said only males. So there is a further question about Amir al-Akum. So what about Amir al-Amira? So that is, I believe, generally usur on Shabbos. To tell a non-Jew is prohibited. But in this case, we generally say that it's okay. So that's, I think, what's commonly done. You're supposed to kind of sell the animal with the instructions that they go and ask somebody else to go and do the neutering for you. I think that's how those that are halachically trying to neuter their pets follow Bob Barker's plea. So that's the way you got to do it if you help control the pet population. Have you? Whatever. Okay, move on. So,
what about the hybrid fruits? Like nectarines.
So also, we're allowed to eat them. You're not supposed to make them.
One day you'll explain that to me.
Well, you see, there's no an issue of being a farmer where you make the fruit, and those things being a buyer when you buy the fruit. I mean, why is it not aser b'hana? Is that your question?
Yeah. Okay. Well, another time.
So the Torah said so. All right. So anyway, so the Piskei Tshuva says in Sif Tes. The Piskei Tshuva on the bottom of the page. Okay, so the very bottom of the for me and in for the old school Shulchan Aruch users, that's the bottom line. That's really going on to the next page. It says va'asur lachtumba. Says those that right. What's asur lachtumba? That's referring to when you have the indented seal that's going to cause an protrusion of the seal that's going to come from it is going to be protrusion, so you're not allowed to seal with it. So I am the sefer tiferes lamos shekasov v'dafka al hamichubadim. This is one of the big coolers here. There's only on a michubad thing, something that's going to be distinct and honorable. Could go in shireim v'tabos, such as rings, or I'm not sure what shirayim are. Aren't you wearing bracelets? And bracelets and rings. When it's going to come out on something that is mechubad. So what is not mechubad? V'ayim prishir perusho v'nira li de'igeres b'chlal mevuzimhu. But a letter is included in things that are not mechubad, but rather mevuza. So to make this type of indentation on a invitation or on a letter, it sounds like it's mutter. That's what seems to be coming up. And that is the makor, that is the kula that people use to make these types of to make these kinds of seals on letters. So that's interesting. I don't think we really see this today anymore, but that could have been a very common thing in the Piskei Tshuva's time. So that is a big kula, right?
Tshuva's case.
Yeah. Joel takes it.
You're allowed to have this ring. You're allowed to have the ring,
right?
And you're allowed to have the letters, so
right? Right, as long as you only use it for disposables.
You still can't work.
No, this one you could wear. This is an indented one, so you're allowed to wear this one. Right, of course, it will be backwards, right? It will be mirrored.
Well,
okay. All right, so that's Sif Hey. Good. So Sif Vav is now really the issue that we spoke about, we alluded to last week in Rabbi Akiva Mails' article about the lions and lions and eagles in his. Well, he doesn't have eagles in his shul. He said, if anybody saw the article, the eagles was he started on this issue because he's in Harrisburg, so he's on some kind of religious board, like we're not multi-religious, different religions get together and analyze requests from prisoners about what they accept as actual requests. If some guy is sitting in prison and says, well, I demand Chalav Yisrael Yashon, and right, so it's up to him to say, is that a legitimate request or is it not legitimate? I request daily mikveh use. Okay, so is that a request? So every religion has this, right? So you have all these Muslims saying that, well, I demand these things. So apparently there was a Muslim that was saying, I'm not going to pray in the prayer room because you have flags there with eagles on them. And apparently they're more makbid about various images in their houses of worship than we are. So that's what raised the question. And then he said, wait a second, why should it be okay for us? I mean, if they're considering them idols, so why should we be less from than the Muslims? Right? Maybe it is a problem for Jews. And then once he went beyond that, so then he had another question about, well, what about the various engravings that we have of various living creatures or wooden images of living creatures. For instance, in his shul, he has these lions that are going up against the luchos. So why is that okay? So that's all here in Sifav. So what does it say? Surus habehemos chayos va'ofos v'dagim. If you have images of animals, chayos are wild animals, ofos, birds, dagim, fish, v'tsuros ilanim, or types of ilanos, types of trees, right, v'deshayim, or grass, right, Yoshbehem, Mutter Latzer Osam, Vafilu Haisatzur Buleta. So those are Mutter. There's no problem with it. This is, by the way, this sif is found at the very end of the Beis Yosef, if you want to take a look. We don't have to do it now, but it's the very end of the Beis Yosef. It's a separate, it's kind of a separate thing at the end. But like, it's kind of, you may have noticed, we didn't mention any of these things. So that's because these are all, those are all Mutter. So there is a bit of a question that the Shach raises, where the Shach in Sif Lamid points out, Mashba dafilu Aryeh Mutter. Sounds like even a lion is permissible. V'chein pasak harasha v'tshuva simen kufsef samach zayin v'l'bal shulte yibor v'hatik dvara v'chein mashbik sasmatosos devos gulchavim v'afim gilom v'alat yirmasal l'tasana yishah. Right? So it sounds like lions are okay. He said, but wait a second. Bahabach b'kutras achron aser says the aser. Why the tanasa? What's his taina? Dalo hakochavim umazalos b'madder hatachtom heim v'yasurim. Right, because what are the list of things that are prohibited? Things in the sky, and guess what? One of the mazalos are. One of the mazalos are lions. In fact, Sheldon claimed last week that in the that the shach when he was talking about the sitter that has these images in it. Of various, he said that it's okay. If you, so you thought it was the zodiac signs, right? It is, right? So says the Shach. Okay, wait a second. If that's going to be the case, so then they should be prohibited because it's a zodiac sign, and therefore it's something that appears in the sky.
Okay. Yeah, even a picture with no protrusion.
And it is the mazel zari omed levado b'chodesh. Which month is it? Av. Very good. Okay, it's the Av zodiac, Vishur b'chodesh Iyar, Vasu l'asosan, and therefore you shouldn't be able to use it. That's what the Bach says. It sounds like that's what the Bach paskins. Ad kan dvarav, v'lfi dvarav kol hayud beis mazlos aser. But according to what he says, maybe all 12 mazlos are aser, v'afilu kol echa b'fnei atzmo. And each one apparently by itself. So to have one ox would be a problem, to have one lion would be a problem, because it's one of the zodiac signs. However, says the Shach, we own lo shamanu mishnizer bezai. I never heard of anyone makbid on this. Which is interesting, that's not a very Shach-like thing to say. Shach is usually a very halachic person, but yet here he says, I never heard anyone makbid on this. V'chagam Mordechai, v'agudu perkol, flama, chogas, v'refraim, v'revliyakim, mashma, demihai taima, da'omei b'chodesh av levado, ein lesser arise. Of course, it's only by itself in Av. There's no prohibition on the lions. Hilkach nir the hadamrin the mazalos asuros haynu kol yud beis mazalos biyachas. So when we say that the mazalos are asur, what does that mean? That means that you have all 12 of them together. So to have, I think the roof of Penn Station in New York, right? The main room in not Penn Station, Grand Central. The main room in Grand Central Station, New York, has all of the mazalos spread out throughout the top. So, right. So, well, you're allowed. To, right. So, don't daven. Maybe don't daven. You shouldn't. That room shouldn't become a shul. Okay.
Even that seems highly questionable because you look up in the sky, you're not going to see any of this stuff. You're going to see some stars. Right. Someone imagined.
You only see
lion,
if someone draws it.
And another one that looks maybe a little bit like a bear to somebody, but it's the
right. But it, but because I think yeah, but I think they're saying it's not necessarily what we see. Remember what the Gemara said. It's not just in the old. I forget the term the Gemara used, but not just the olam atachton, but even the elyonim, even the things above. So he's considering any right. Heavenly thing, even if it's not necessarily something that we see. Anything that is heavenly. And in fact, the next line he comments right, dumya what the arba panim ladadi, like the four face thing that we referred to last week. So that as well. It's not something that we see. It's not something that we'll recognize in the sky, but yet it's something that we assume is up there, and therefore it's going to be prohibited.
It's up there because...
When you say
Elyon,
you also mean like angels, as opposed to the physical space?
Yeah, even angels as well, right?
I mean,
angels will be a problem.
Can you mention that there's actually a lion up in the sky?
Okay. No. No, but...
I have a picture of a lion.
No, but we do have a... Well... if you connect the dots appropriately.
It doesn't even look like a lion.
Potentially, us or this.
There's a rabbi.
Yeah, you're so analytical.
I'm trying to understand the basis.
There is an assumption that there are mazalos up in the sky. That was
okay.
The assumption. And the Gemara itself spells out. The Gemara itself spells out what they are, and the Gemara itself spells out which month that they apply to. So, if you don't appreciate the artwork that the Gemara employs, that's your issue. but the Gemara assumes that they're there. Okay. So, he...
Yes.
Right. So in that article, he also pointed out that the issue of the but that article actually wasn't really referring to this exactly. It was really referring to the issue of having the independent thing. I mean, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about the eagles. So why does Rav Moshe say that the eagles are okay? I mean, on top of flagpoles. Why is it okay for the eagles to be on top of the flagpoles? Because we don't consider them idols. They're not really considered any of the mazalos, and therefore it's not a problem. Wait a second. What about if it is one of the mazalos? Should that then prohibit lions? So there he found another. He dug up another tshuva from a Rav Sofer who lived in Pressburg. Not that Rav Sofer who lived in Pressburg, a Talmud of the famous Rav Sofer who lived in Pressburg, a Talmud of the Sam Sofer, whose last name also happened to be Sofer, where he says that anything that is engraved onto the wall is by definition not 3D because the back of it is flat. So that's where Rabbi Mills looked at this and says, "Well, wait a second. On top of our Aron, the Aron is stuck out from the wall, and then on top of the Aron is the Luchos and the lions on top, which is an engraved lion on top. And it's not flush against the wall. There is a back." Yeah. So he describes that all one Shabbos morning, he's looking at that, wondering, and then finally Sunday morning he got a ladder and went and found out that the back was flat, and that, so therefore it's in keeping with that Shuvah of the Sam Sofer, and all is good in Harrisburg. Okay. So Kuf Mem Beis Sif Zion. All right, so let's look at the Sif Zion, and then we'll have to call it a night. Yeah?
Did we skip Chess?
We're up to Zion.
Both Zion. Zion comes after.
I used
Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Aleph. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Zayin. On top, I looked and I saw Kuf Mem Beis on top. So Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Zayin. So Yesh Mishomer Shelo Aser Betzuras Adam V'Darkon Eladachka Betzuras Shlema. There are those that prohibit, that say that this issue with the Tzuras Adam and the Darkon is only if it is a whole Adam or a whole Darkon. Eladachka Betzuras Shlema B'chol Ivreha. That if you have a full Tzura with all of the limbs. About Tzuras Rosh, if you just have the head, O Guf, or just the body below Rosh, Ein Ba Shum Iser, Lo B'Motzo, V'Lo B'Oset. Not in the one who finds it, nor in the person who makes it. So that is a big kula, right? It sounds like all of our coins, you no longer have a problem with any of the coins, because you know, it's only got the head, it doesn't have the body on it. So one could so the Shach, by the way, at the end of the Lama Beis concludes the Machmer Chol Zeh Tavo Lav Bracha. Okay, so that's one issue to be Machmer on. And the second issue then to be Machmer on, so if you take a look at the Piskei Tshuva Sif Yud. So Shelo Asru So Ayin B'She'elas Yavetz. Who is Yavetz? Who is the Yavetz? Yes, you have Yaakov ben Tzvi, Yavetz. Yaakov ben Tzvi. His father was the Chacham Tzvi, so Yavetz.
He said he asked his father why he doesn't use an acronym like. His father told him to use Yavetz.
Oh yeah,
and so he asked his father, "Why don't you use it as an acronym?" He says, "What do you mean, Tzvi ben Yaakov?" His name is an acronym already.
It's in his biography?
Autobiography.
Where Yaakov Enden's autobiography.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a famous.
Yeah, an English.
Really?
Yeah, an English version of
the autobiography. Wow. Okay. Anyways, sure. So I'm Yavis, Chelik Asim and Kafayin, Al Maisa Shahaya, in Amsterdam. So he was the Rav in Altoona, which is near Amsterdam. They formed like some kind of. Vad of the various cities together. So this happened in Amsterdam. The Eishni Skabel Harav, Reina Rav Elazar, Avestin Sham Amad Ish Echav, Hutzi Monitin Shalo of Olam. The Haimu Shehitfis Hateva Kesef bin Mutsuraso. So it sounds like he took out his monitone. Anybody know what that word is? I looked it up. He took out some kind of coin or some kind of image which had, or some his wallet that had coins in it, and the kesef had a mustsuraso, had his image on it. Vayav tavnis rosh ad hachaza im pirtzav panim shalom. And it had his head until his shoulders with the full image of his face. Bolet. Vaharich levar shezeh aser gamor. And he said that it's aser. I seems to go against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it's mutter. Muchlat. V'yishpaze iser kafel. Ha'echad lo taseh shel Torah, lo tasu niti, v'gami shum chashada. There's two problems. One is that you've made a pesel, right? Lo tasu niti, alokei kesu v'keizu zahav, lo tasu lachem. Right? And the second issue is that rechoshesh, that you actually worship the Avodah Zarah, the aser. Safilu b'acheir masulo. Even if other people make it for you. The time of the rabbim lo shayichacha, and the reason of many doesn't apply here. Why? The maya mivdar ba'alma umatznele va'af umatznele. That the matbea is like, I think it's clear that it shows the details. V'afta harush kasav shirosh below guf ein iser. Even though the rush says that it's only the head and not the guf, nisher shouldn't be a problem. Lo ba'osav lo ba'motzi kavanaso al rosh shalem atom belit suras panim nikeres. That's talking about where the kavanah is on the head and without a full image of the face, Kaigavna, which we have here. Vadai lo sagi below guf. Avarosh v'guf ba'dade bidmus adam shalem afal pisha einat suruni keres bitavdis hapirtsuf el kigolem afal pikein nirik guf adam bakuma zakufa va'asr. But here, A, you have the head and it's recognizable what's on the head, and B, it's not just the head, you have the head and the shoulders going down. I mean, what was the heter? The heter is if you have an image of just the head and under the head is cut off. So you just have a floating head, right? But if you have the head and the shoulder, and then this is where it gets cut off, well, okay, that's what is that? That's the image of a person, and the bottom of it just isn't in the picture right now, but it's still a full picture. So that is the complaint of the of Rav Yaakov Emden. So in Rabbi Zilberstein's article on this topic from the RJJ Journal, so he quotes this Pischei Tshuva, and he says that Rav Shechter was machmer on it. That even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to be Mekel, the Yaakov quoted in Pischei Tshuva, however, he interprets his opinion to permit only a blank face lacking distinct facial features, a face with facial features, even when not connected to the body, or a full body, even with a blank face, both of those would be prohibited, and he quotes Rav Shechter saying that one should try to follow the Yavetz's opinion. And
this is any kind of, this is, what kind of object are we talking about?
A coin.
Coin.
Or a picture.
Or even a picture.
Yeah. So
what's the whole thing with protruding then?
The protruding. Oh, right. By a person would only be. It would only be. It wouldn't be a picture. It would only be a coin.
George Washington is recognized.
Right. So. So I don't know. I didn't see. I thought about that. So what's the issue with the coin? So first of all, he's recognizable. Well, who carries coins anymore? It's no longer really so relevant. But the heads are floating, I believe. Or some of the coins, the heads are floating.
Yeah, cut off and just use a quarter.
Right, that's A. But I don't think. Yeah, no. See, it is just float. It's floating. It's not like.
I mean, I don't recall that seeing anything on a coin that shows.
What does it mean that it's coin?
No.
What it means?
Sure. What does it mean? Flush against the bottom edge of the coin.
Sounds like it would be a more.
Oh, floating. Yeah.
Problem.
Oh, really?
Wow.
But I'm not sure why that should make it.
So what,
because you could get this person. But you can apply it. You can apply the rest of it there in space, maybe, or something.
Right.
But a neck with no shoulders, because that's the way George comes up on the.
Anyway, so right, so it was these issues though. So what? There's no concern that you made it, right? And B, the only issue is that. And B, the only issue is a chashash of if you're going to make stuff, you wouldn't make coins. You would. The second chashash would be is a chashash. It's just a berkoshe people. And oh, what's he doing with that in his house? Maybe he's. So I think that there are kulas out there. He talks about some of them a little later on in the article, that nowadays we just have the right to be makel on a lot of these questions because there is no longer a concern that people are actually really bowing down to this. So, where does he have it here? There it is. So, the Ramah alluded to this earlier. The Ramah and the Shach hold that even nowadays, when worshipping human and celestial images is no longer in vogue, the prohibition of Shia remains. Chachmas Adam, though, argues that since no one worships images or of man anymore, retaining such an image is permissible. So, having the coin, there's no prohibition in holding on to coins. He makes a similar dispensation.
What remains?
Not much. That's Right. So where does it apply? So he does have a discussion here with regards to dolls. So there are dolls. So
right.
he quotes from the Chazon Ish and Rav Eliashiv that one should destroy the nose or the eye in order to avoid shehiyah. So that's in the book All for the Boss, Mrs. Ruchama Shane talks about her father, that her father used to, that all the dolls in her house were missing body parts. So Rav Avadya suggests two kulas with regards to the dolls. So kula number one is, he still recommends not purchasing them in fully human form, but first is we accept the Ma'arita, lo tasunti, only applies to images that are permanent. Dolls may not be subject to being permanent. Secondly, in the case that if one finds an otherwise forbidden image on the utensil is used for degrading or mundane purposes, so then we had that kula as well, that it's a degrade if it's used only on your cups, that's for degrading purposes. So one can assume that most dolls today, at least dolls that are in my house, are not being held up to be, even if Shira would assume that it's, it should have this level of chashivas, it doesn't seem to be the minhaga olam. But he does point out, or Zilberman does point out, that while that is true, having like the fancy porcelain dolls, that all of a sudden enters back into being a problem. So the truth is, my daughter Shira got a gift of one of these massive dolls for her when she was born from a relative. We have not taken it out, and it's like tucked away, it's like on the top of the closet. No one's really going to know where that thing is. So you have to think about how to deal with that, but that wouldn't apply. So anyway, so those are the general issues of these images. He talks also here about pictures and things like that, photography. So if you just, is photography really considered a permanent image or not? It might, photography on a computer. So having some kind of screen on a computer, that's not necessarily a permanent image, but publishing a picture of it, so it does seem like it's a problem of photographing nature. That is a challenge, whether that is okay, particularly photographing. That we said was mutter. But specifically with the sun is going to be the sun or the moon is specifically.
When I go see my next solar eclipse, I can't take a picture of the sun. August 24th.
Right, either don't print it. There is, he does talk about in this article, so what is the heter for all the people's books and stuff that we all have? So remember last week we discussed the heter of Hislamed, of learning from it, that there is perhaps, that was where Gamliel's heter perhaps of having in the basin, that he's learning from it, that's A. And then the second thing, but let's say it's not. For instance, I remember I had a base football card with Warren Moon on it, and Warren Moon, and it was a picture of him throwing with a full moon in the background. Right? So Rabbi Blake suggested if you just take a little pin and poke a hole in the moon, so then one would have you've knocked out a little bit of, you've made a mavuza, you've knocked out a little bit. He wasn't speaking specifically about the Warren Moon football card, but in general, those types of things that appear in our houses. So that's an insight on how to solve the problem. Okay, the one issue left in this siman is Caleb in the Beis HaMikdash, whether you can have things that look like Caleb in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll discuss that next Monday night. And